The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is working on plans to establish a new agency as powerful as the National Weather Service to handle climate change issues. The National Climate Service would have 6 offices around the country, including one in Alaska, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Restructuring NOAA may sound like an exercise in bureaucratic blandness, but Assistant Administrator Laura Fergioni says it's a big deal.
This reorganization for NOAA's climate service is ideally the biggest change that NOAA has undertook since its inception in 1970.
Fergioni is based in Washington, D.C. now, but she worked in Alaska for 15 years. Here, she saw the effects of climate change firsthand. She says initially, the regional office will just include one position, a director, but she says that's an important first step.
To pull together and have a unified voice on what are the unique challenges and needs within Alaska. So this climate service director will really be able to help in that effort and focus in on our climate needs in Alaska.
The director will be housed in the National Weather Service building in Anchorage, where regional scientist Gary Hufford is eagerly awaiting their arrival. Hufford says the new service should help solve one of the biggest problems with climate science in Alaska, large holes in the observation network.
Across the board, observations on species in the ocean, atmosphere, the beaches, and so forth. There's big gaps that we have in that really understanding what's going on. And if we're truly going to understand climate change, so that we can possibly respond to it in an efficient manner, we've got to have those observations.
He says without observation data, it's hard for scientists to make important connections to help explain the effects of climate change.
I've been doing research up on the North Slope since the mid-60s. And which gives away my age a bit. And one of the things that was exacerbating to me was every once in a while, I just didn't have a sufficient amount of data to make the kind of conclusions I really wanted to think that I could make up there if I had that information. So I think we're going to find that we're going to move forward very quickly.
Hufford also thinks the office can help the state adapt to climate changes that are already affecting communities, especially on the coast.
NOAA is going to put a lot of effort into a new grant program with the coastal communities of Alaska to provide funding for them to work with NOAA and the new climate services to put together adaptation plans for their community.
With more data and more research, the new climate service should be able to make better climate change predictions, like what the Arctic sea ice will look like in 2050. Hufford says another big benefit will be having a one-stop shop for all the climate study data.
What happens is there's a lot of little studies going on here, there, and everywhere, and you always worry about the information that they collected is properly archived and can be there for use for others. And right now, we still don't have that, and that's one of the other steps forward we're looking for positively to occur in the near future as well.
Hufford says this year will be devoted to working out the details on the National Climate Service. He hopes at least part of the service will be up and running by 2011. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.